Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Later this show, we'll have a special guest. But first, this about the upcoming Day of Silence in the public schools. Well, actually, there are some private schools undoubtedly that'll join this. And it's a promotion of the homosexual lifestyle sponsored by the they call it the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. And Bob Enyart Live, we air out of Denver, Colorado, the Denver area. And so some of the schools in our neck of the woods that is going to be promoting this Day of Silence to basically get kids to be very supportive and think positively, embrace the homosexual morality and worldview. That's coming up in April. And so some of the schools around here that are doing this are, let's see, Broomfield High School, Denver School of the Arts, Golden High School. I got a list of dozens of schools here in front of me. I'm just picking out a few of the names. Pomona High School, Ralston Valley Senior High School, St. Mary's Academy, how's that one for this homosexual event? Union Colony Charter School. Quite a few charter schools are doing this also. There are a lot of Christian parents who think that a charter school is as though it's not a public school. Charter schools are officially godless. And what is the definition of something that's evil? You know, something that is godless is evil. Something that is godless is evil. A worldview that is intentionally godless is evil. A curriculum to raise children on that is intentionally godless is evil. So you might think that, well, if we pick out a charter school, then we won't have the problems of the public schools. But the charter schools are public schools. And private schools, you have to be very careful. The absolute best is homeschooling. And in this case, you have a homosexual agenda hijacking these classrooms and these schools. And this will help to condition hundreds of thousands of kids further down that road of homosexuality is good. And aside from being false, because it's not, homosexuality is destructive. And if you love your neighbor, you'll warn him about homosexuality. And if you don't love him, if you're apathetic, if you don't care, then you won't care what he thinks about homosexuality. Or if he engages in that deadly and immoral lifestyle, you won't care. But if you do care, you'll warn him. And if these kids, as these kids, hundreds of thousands of them are involved, it'll probably be millions, in this pro-homosexual Day of Silence in April, then what it will do is it will help insulate them against the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will put a wedge between Jesus and those kids because God created us. Jesus is the creator. He created us, and his word says he made us male and female, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So God made us, male and female. Even an atheist should be able to look at human physiology and see the difference between men and women and realize that it's actually dangerous, it's unhealthy to live a homosexual lifestyle. It's dangerous. And so when kids are convinced that homosexuality is okay, they move down this path of hard-heartedness against Jesus Christ and against God and God's word, the Bible, which warns people against homosexuality. So as kids go to school where all the adults around them and the vast majority of the students think that homosexuality is a wonderful thing, then gradually those kids, that school, that curriculum, will be working to turn your children against your authority and against your God, against your church, against your upbringing, so that your kids will be more compliant with the humanist culture that we have and its embracing of homosexuality. So, and the great, great tragedy in all this is then your daughter, what are the chances, if you have your daughter in these public schools, what are the chances that she's going to experiment with bisexuality? What are the chances as she goes through the middle school and high school years? The chances are overwhelming that your daughter will experiment with bisexuality and get off with some one or two of her girlfriends and experiment. And then if whether that goes well or not, then she will be increasingly vulnerable to be used by the boys in her class and in her school, especially the boys one or two grades above her grade level, which our liberals have ensured, with the complicity of the Republican Party, have ensured that all that is legal. Those older boys in her school can do what they can to seduce her, and that's all fine. It's no longer statutory rape, what they will do to your daughter. So she is being set up to fail. And some Christians have this idea, like Focus on the Family, they don't like this at all. So they're suggesting to parents that you keep your child home on this day. On the day of silence in April, keep your child home. What good will that do? Your kids will appreciate the day of silence. It gives them a vacation day. They'll look forward to it next year. If it was canceled, they'd be upset. They'd vote for the day of silence. What you need to do to maximize the chance of your child growing up as a godly young man or woman is take this as the 348th reason to pull your child out of public school. Pull your child out of public school. Ask God to help you by this date, when this event comes around, April 25th, Friday. Ask God to help you to have your kids out of the public schools by that day. By that day. And to homeschool, and you got to be careful with public schools. We have been involved for many years with Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. And that is, in my experience, the best run Christian school I've ever seen. And I've attended Christian private schools, and I've spoken at them. I've been involved with schools around Colorado and around the country. Maranatha is the best I've ever seen, ever. It's been family run for 25 years. So I think that's one of the reasons it's not run by a committee. But let's go to the phones in Denver. Robert, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Last year I was on a forum, and I was writing on it, and there was a Christian kid, supposedly Christian kid on there, who was bragging that he had given out some of the Day of Silence material.
Oh, boy.
And he did that as kind of a shock treatment to, I guess, his main complaint was that the Christians' kids were acting very poorly toward this day. And I guess that's my question right there. What do you say to the Christian kids who are not quite sure how to act or, you know, behave on that day?
Well, you know, 15 years ago, Robert, I would have answered that question a little bit differently than today. But we need to do everything we can to make it clear that there is a God. He created us, and he warned us about the perversion of homosexuality. And if we rebel against him and experiment with that lifestyle, we do so at our own peril when we make ourselves enemies of Jesus Christ. And so we got to warn them. Now, 15 years ago, I would have recommended a healthy dose of stigmatizing the behavior, homosexuality. And we still do that here at Bob and Yurt Live, though not consistently like we did years ago. And there's a reason. That's like a tactical decision. To what extent will you take a behavior that is destructive and mock it? You know, to what extent will you mock it? And there was a possibility 15 years ago in America that homosexuality might not go mainstream. But pretty much all of Christianity decided to treat this extremist fringe movement with the utmost of respect and dignity. And partly as a result of that, they enabled homosexuality to go mainstream. Like Focus on the Family back in the early 90s, they led this campaign statewide in Colorado, which was equal rights for homosexuals. And I didn't misstate that, Robert. I don't know. Do you remember the Amendment 2 campaign?
Here in Denver, yeah. I think I remember seeing some yard signs.
Yeah, it was an effort by Christians to pass an amendment, which succeeded. It passed statewide, that if you were a business owner, you did not have to hire a homosexual. And if you were a landlord, you did not have to rent to homosexuals. So Focus on the Family, to their credit, they supported that. That was good and right, because homosexuality is such a perversion. It is so destructive. We need to do everything we can to recriminalize it and not make it mainstream. So I was thrilled with Dr. Dobson when he decided to oppose it. But here is the enormous strategic error he made. They decided, in opposing it, they wanted to come across as really, really nice. And so what they did, their tagline was basically equal rights for homosexuals, equal rights. And they thought that would help them, because what they were trying to avoid was special rights for homosexuals. But when you have the largest Christian pro-family organization in the country promoting equal rights for homosexuals, as happened in the early 90s, then the entire world is turned upside down. And today, Christians don't realize how destructive homosexuality is. So thank you, first of all, for posting in that forum and for interacting with this kid and for bringing this up.
I basically told him, I said, hey, you know, we don't have to jump in bed with these people and hand out their material. Just be nice to him, try to witness to him, stuff like that.
Right.
But to me, you're going overboard when you start handing out their material.
Yeah, I mean, if it was the KKK, would he have done that because he feels sorry for them?
Exactly.
Because of the sin that they're in? Of course not. So, hey, Robert, thank you so much for calling.
You bet, Bob.
May God bless you. I appreciate that. So after 15 years, the environment has changed, and the ways that we use to teach people how destructive homosexuality is, some of those techniques have changed also. Now, in studio, we have one of my favorite people in the world, Cal Zastro. How are you, Cal?
I'm saved and I'm marching towards heaven. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord. Cal Zastro is with Michigan Citizens for Life. He's here in Colorado helping us get on the ballot with our personhood amendment. And Cal, the goal is, it's significant, but it's also a huge challenge, 76,000 signatures from all over Colorado.
Yes, praise God, and we're charging forward. We issued a press release 2 weeks ago that we were well over 30,000 that we had in hand.
That's right.
And we don't know how many are out there that people haven't sent back in yet, but it's probably about that many. And we're getting more endorsements and more circulators and some more donations every week, and the momentum's building, and I'm fired up. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And Cal Zastro, you're right that momentum is building, because 3 months ago, 4 months ago, there was no momentum. It was zero. And basically, this massive machine has been put together over the last months with hundreds of people out in their neighborhoods, at work, when they go shopping, carrying petitions, and also hundreds of churches that are helping get petitions signed.
Right. We just got some more churches on board last week. We did the petition drive at Grace Chapel off I-25 in Arapahoe, I think it is. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it another Sunday. Hundreds of signatures out of there. Praise God. Some more Catholic parishes are still working on those and starting mm-hmm. them. And so praise God for churches that are doing it, and we want more. And I just learned of another church. I forget, someone, community church in Lafayette, somebody just told me, oh, yeah, we're already doing it there. I said, great, will you endorse it? Sure. So praise God. And we got some more, two more big national endorsements I want to surprise you with.
Okay, tell me, who are they?
David Barton of Wall Builders Ministry. He's endorsed it.
I mean, he's one of the best known Christian authors in the country. David Barton endorsed Colorado's Personhood Amendment effort.
Amen. And yesterday, Pam Stenzel did.
Pam Stenzel, one of our favorite teachers, teaching young people about biblical morality. Pam Stenzel, in fact, I interviewed her years ago. We still sell her DVD, Sex Has a Price Tag.
Yep.
We've been selling that for over 10 years.
Well, we talked to her. We told her, we called her, got a hold of her, and she said, well, I'll see you when I come to Colorado. And yesterday she was here at a big Pure by Choice rally, which was phenomenal. Praise God for that ministry. And she came out and
Pure
said,
Pure by Choice.
Yep, because she's all about helping kids and serving Jesus and ending abortion. So she's endorsed it. And here's the big surprise. I saved the best for last.
Well, those are two pretty big endorsements.
Well, here in Colorado, Jim Chapman, the director of the Rocky Mountain Family Council, endorsed it 100% yesterday.
Whoa, that's really big. Okay, Rocky Mountain Family Council.
Yep.
And these things are big because not all Christians are aware of the value of personhood. And so to have, you know, well-established ministries and leaders, people who have been around and seen the battle for all these years, to have them take the courage to say, hey, put my name, put my face behind this personhood petition because I support it. And it's trusting God because none of this is easy.
No, and it's exciting because we're starting to work like friends and the body of Christ. Mm. Folks that are for traditional marriage, folks that are believers and good on other issues are saying, wait a minute, we've got to stop the murdering of babies too. Mm. And folks are building friendships and we're networking with people and building more friends. And I'm just excited the way it's taken off.
All right. Now, Cal, I don't know if you have some of the latest numbers. We've just sort of glossed over it. But talking to Keith Mason, who's the statewide grassroots coordinator, he said there's now about 900 people carrying petitions. Now, this is from a few days ago. Is that about accurate? About 900 people carrying petitions?
Well, yeah, that was accurate, but that's old news.
That's old news.
Personally,
so I don't have the latest.
I don't have the accurate number, but personally, my wife and I gave away like about 15 yesterday at Grace Chapel to individuals who said I want to do it.
Right.
My wife gave away, I don't know how many, at Mardell Christian Bookstore.
So when individuals come up and they sign it and they say, but I want to help.
Well, no, I don't wait to ask. I say, hey, you got a friend? You got a neighbor? Your husband or wife, are they pro-life? Here, buddy, can you take this with you and get me some signatures and send it in? And then we get their name and phone and email and stuff. And so,
go on a list. And I remember Judy Brown's guy, she sent out an advance team because she's coming out here April 4th and 5th for these fundraising dinners in Denver and Colorado Springs. And they went through and they started calling your list and the campaign Colorado for Equal Rights, same list.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people said, I got the petition, I'm getting signatures, and you guys urged them, send them in. There's probably, like you said, tens of thousands of signatures. I was talking to Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life earlier.
Yeah.
She has about 60 signatures on her petition, and she's going to get a few more and then mail it in. So there's 60.
Yeah, great. We're thrilled with what people are doing, and I'm just so fired up. My wife and I just turned in, I think it was 23 full petitions yesterday from the last couple of weeks.
23? What do they hold, 79?
Yeah. Well, and at least 2 to 5 on each petition, somebody puts the wrong address or mess up. So I told my son for homeschool math, I said, times these petitions times 75 to get an estimate of how many signatures
we
got.
Oh, man, what is that, about 1,675
well, no,
no,
it was well over, well over 2,000.
Whoa, 2,000.
That
2000.
We got in the past few weeks, my wife and I.
That's exciting.
Yep, my kids are helping. We're fired up.
Congratulations.
I'll give you a real quick story. I was petitioning outside of Aurora City Court, traffic court. And people come out of that real grumpy because they have to pay their speeding ticket, or they come out happy because the policeman or something didn't show up, or the judge said, you're right, you're not guilty.
Right.
So I was petitioning there a couple weeks ago, and a young lady comes out, and I say, hi, ma'am, you a Colorado voter? Oh, yes. Can you help me with a signature to get this pro-life amendment on the ballot? And she pauses, and all of a sudden tears burst out of her eyes. And she starts sobbing, and she says, I just found out last night I'm pregnant. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. And she was shaking.
Oh.
So in just a few seconds, I had Joe Scott on my cell phone. I put it up to her ear.
Boy, what a story.
And been ministering and touching people's lives.
This is the kind of ministry that happens when you have a simple message. You know, just, are you pro-life?
Yeah.
And that brings people instantly in connection with the reality that God made us. And that an unborn child has a right to life. And so Joe Scott talked to this gal.
Right. And then she's got both of our cell phone numbers. So as far as we know, we didn't know if she was planning to get an abortion or not. But just Jesus wanted to bless this girl and bless her preborn baby and make sure there was somebody there to love her and tell her she's going to be okay and offer to help. So
that was
my favorite story so far from somebody there. And
yeah, that's exciting. And so, and feel free as we go through the rest of the time of the show to share more stories, Gal, but churches too. Last I heard, there are about 290 churches.
Well, that have told us, but every time I meet, every time I'm out petitioning in public at the grocery store, or the high school basketball tournament, whatever, I meet people said, oh, we already did that at our church. I said, what church you go to? And they'll say it, and it's not on the website.
It's not on the list.
So I'm encouraging people, if your church is doing the petition, call us so we can put your church's name on our website.
Right. Now, and I'll give out that phone number, or do you have that phone number?
No, I don't.
All right. I'll give it out because we'll give the Colorado for Equal Rights number,
it's
right?
ColoradoForEqualRights.com, and the 4 is F-O-R. So that's the website. If folks want to sign up and say, our church, we also, folks, listen, here's my urgent plea today. We need hundreds of small business endorsements. Fred's Cleaning Service, Joe's Horseshoe Trimming Incorporated, whatever business you have, because so many small businesses are doing the petition drive, but we need endorsements for the website. So please hit our website.
What a great
call
idea.
Our number.
Like fancyschmancyrenovations.com. That's a good business. They do good work. But okay, so Cal, so small businesses.
Or big ones.
Or big ones. And here's the phone number to call Colorado for Equal Rights, 719-749-2164. That's 719-749-2164. So people could still get blank petitions. Bring them to their friends, get them signed.
Folks, what we really need right now is we need people to fill up what they've got and to do the best they can to make a commitment to get at least one more petition. Or if they've got one or two afternoons a week they can give us, say, I'm going to try and get you 100 signatures a week. We need 20 people listening to the show to say, I'm going to get you 100 signatures a week. I'm going to give you a Saturday afternoon to go work outside of the circus, to work outside of the motorcycle rally, to talk to my neighbors, see if their churches will do it. We need some more volunteers to get some big ones, and we need a whole bunch of little folks to keep going away and to get their little drops in, their little 5 signatures a week. We need 100 of you to keep going, and that's the way it'll get done. Hallelujah.
Well, this is thrilling because I remember the day when the Colorado Supreme Court said that the wording is okay. They gave it their blessing. That's the wrong word to use. They don't give out blessings, but they gave it the green light, and we're just thrilled.
Yep.
But then we looked at this long road ahead, 76,000 signatures. But now the signatures are coming in, the volunteers, the churches, but money also is needed.
Yeah, we could use some more funds, so I'd ask folks to donate what they can. Don't give what you can't, but give what you can. We also, I want to give you a couple of quick tips. The signatures coming in look good, but we need folks to make sure and ask people, please sign whatever name is on your voter card. Because, like, a lot of them don't have middle initials, and a lot of people don't sign their middle initials. Mm-hmm. But if you signed your middle initial on your voter registration form, then sign it that way on the
petition
and ask
you register.
Yep.
Sign the petition that way. So if you're asking people to sign, just ask them, sign it the way you signed your voter registration.
Yeah,
card.
And say if your middle initial's fine and put your street address, not a P.O. box. Mm-hmm. And our big push this week, Bob, is this Saturday is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Denver. And I think there's some other parades around the state.
What time will that be?
Well, we're going to meet. It starts at 9:30, but we're going to have people meet at 7:30. And we're going to. For a donation, we're going to have some big green T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because this
green
weekend,
t-shirt.
Horton Hears a Who comes out.
Yeah.
And so the T-shirts are going to say, a person is a person no matter how small.
Whoa.
Colorado Parental Rights. Come on.
And that's the entire message. A person is a person no matter how small.
That's it. So go to the parade. Take your petition with you.
7:30.
Go to the ball game. Yep. And so have a call and we'll tell you where to meet. Or if you're just mm-hmm. coming to the parade, just come to the parade. Mm-hmm. Bring your clipboard. Get a few signatures. Folks aren't grumpy at parades. They're just sitting there. They're not in a hurry. They don't have to get to this appointment. They're sitting there waiting for the parade.
Waiting to sign your petition.
That's right.
So that'll be fun, actually. I'd like to bring my kids to that because we'll be able to get signatures and enjoy the parade at the same time.
That's right.
So 7:30 on Saturday. That's this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday will be the parade, and mm-hmm. And plus the circuses in town in Denver, mm-hmm. and more outside events are happening. So just look in your newspaper and see what's happening in your neighborhood, or go down to the Little League ball field and get some signatures.
And people could also call us here at Bob and Yurt Live if you missed the detail about any of these things. And let me break this news. I don't think we've mentioned this on the radio show, that Judy Brown, president of American Life League, is coming to Colorado April 4th and 5th. For a fundraising dinner, and it's up north on Friday night, April 4th, 7 o'clock at Cinzetti's Restaurant. They got good Italian food there.
Great.
That's going to be fun. And also on Saturday night down in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
And it's $100 a person. And Lord willing, we only have room for 100 people, and we're inviting about 6,000.
So reply quick, folks.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a great time. A great turnout. Judy Brown is fully committed, fully invested in praying and asking God to bless this effort to get personhood on the ballot in November and raise the needed funds. Funds are needed badly for this. So you could be the first person. You could be the first person to RSVP for this Friday night, April 4th event with Judy Brown in North Glen, and call Colorado Right to Life 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. All right, Cal, we're about out of time.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
You're very welcome. What a thrill that this enormous statewide machine has been built. And God, thank you, Lord, for blessing Cal Zastro and Keith Mason, because these are the guys who built this machine going all over the state. And talking to hundreds of pastors and 1,000 people, asking them, would you help in some way? And so many people have said yes. So please, can you help? If you can give money right now, you could call Colorado Right to Life. You will not get a deduction for it. This is hardcore pro-life fighting. And so 303-753-9394. Tell them I'd like to give a donation. I don't need a deduction. Use this for the petitions. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. Maranatha, God bless you.